Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Wilson Hames. This week, I had the opportunity to meet with Ezra Sassman to discuss his role in the climate movement in Maine. Ezra is the chair of the Bar Harbor Climate Emergency Task Force and works for Maine Climate Action Now.
My name is Ezra, and I work for Maine Climate Action Now. It's a coalition of around 17 nonprofit organizations around Maine that are united around climate justice or some aspect that connects to climate or social justice.
Ezra became involved in climate action several years ago and credits his connection to Maine's natural environment as the initial driving force behind his participation in the movement.
I'm originally from Bar Harbor, and I think growing up near Acadia National Park really opened my eyes to the importance of the environment. When I left the state and traveled around a little bit, I was like, oh, I was really taking for granted the amount of green space I have access to and the importance that this unique landscape of mountains and forests and ocean that doesn't necessarily exist in other parts. So I was really motivated to hang on to this world. I had been bouncing around to different jobs around Bar Harbor, Maine, but it felt like my values weren't really matching the work I was doing in everyday life. I was getting increasingly aware of climate and social justice issues and how they were affecting the world, and I wanted to be part of that change as well. So I think that's what shifted me to apply to work at Maine Youth for Climate Justice. And that was my first time really working in the climate justice sector.
Ezra now works for Maine Climate Action Now, an organization that was created to support climate action organizations in the state and to synchronize their efforts on justice-related issues.
A couple advocacy-based organizations like Sierra Club and Maine Youth for Climate Justice, and then a couple community-based organizations like Center for Ecology-Based Economy and A Climate to Thrive made up the core of our organization. When the Fridays for Future school strike for climate, like the Greta Thunberg era, you think about, it was around then, and some environmental groups realized that they wanted to focus not just on stopping climate crisis, but also thinking about social justice issues and how issues in our society, poverty, overconsumption, capitalism, all that was interlinked and related, and wanted to have a more holistic and complex view of the climate crisis. That is the motivating factor that kind of led to MCAN being created.
Over the years, MCAN has served as an important network, covering a wide range of communities and topic areas, which has led to a more nuanced approach to climate action.
MCAN's strength is bringing together organizations that you might not think of them as being connected with climate. So there's immigrant rights organizations. We just added a group about doctors that are interested in climate, there are land trusts. There's groups like Slingshot Maine and Defender Health that are interested in waste management, like plastic pollution, toxicity. There's a couple organizations that are related to immigrant rights, like Gateway Community Services and Maine Immigrants Rights Coalition. There's a couple faith groups. There's tribal groups. We're part of the Alliance. So there's a broad swath of different issues, but what brings us all together is being connected to the climate and wanting a better future for everyone in Maine, realizing that the world as it is right now isn't really working for anyone, depending on what your advocacy is. Our goal is to take in the different strengths of our member organizations, introduce them to each other, find areas of connection that we can work on together, organize events together, and keep each other up to date during the legislative session to think about how we can support each other's priorities.
Maine Climate Action Now connects these diverse organizations with the intention of creating a space to learn from each other and to support each other in pursuing a justice-centered approach to climate action.
The climate justice lens is getting more mainstream, which is great. And I think that we're succeeding a lot by pushing every organization in the climate movement to start caring. We don't just want renewable energy, we want community-owned renewable energy, or we're going to stand up for immigrant-led organization because they stand up for us when we're talking about climate. So it's a reciprocal thing. It's not just about measuring the amount of carbon in the atmosphere, and if that goes down, it's good, and if it goes up, it's bad. There's way more to climate activism than that, and I think that more and more organizations are recognizing that, and youth voices are breaking through, more and more voices based on hope and recognizing how much we can do versus fear and thinking about what might go wrong. I think there's a recognition that like the status quo is bad, that why not strive for something really big and why not strive for something really great? So it might not always feel like that, but I think that compared to where we started and the kind of conversations we're having now a couple of years later, it feels like a pretty large shift.
Next week on Climate and Community, we will learn more from Ezra about his work with Maine Climate Action Now, how being involved with climate action has impacted his perspective on the future, and how your involvement will strengthen the movement and your community.
This has been Climate and Community with the Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.